Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on December 8th, 2015 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Eight storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Illumination Revelation. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast is brought to us by Joyce Gibbs and is titled Sunbathing with Peter or Pot and Stew, a Child's Story. Thank you for listening.
So I came home from school in third grade and I told my parents, I want a pet rabbit. I had just come home from Frankie and Dina's house, and they had a lot of pet rabbits. And we had a pet rabbit in third grade as well. We had one in the classroom, and his name was Peter, and he was off in the corner, and we got to feed him and water him and clean his cage, and that was a responsibility in third grade. And so my dad says to me, well, Joyce, you know that the Bible says that we have dominion over all of the fishes in the sea and the animals on the land. And you also know that every animal has its own purpose. If you want a dog, your dog, you may be able to take hunting, and it will protect your castle. But rabbits are for food. And so, yes, Joyce, you can have a rabbit. You can have two rabbits. There's going to be one male and one female, and we're going to breed them, and we're going to eat their young. It's a true story. And being who I am and how I was raised and the elk and the meat that I helped prepare after we butchered them, I was like, okay, I get two rabbits. So we went to the store. And we got one white rabbit and one black rabbit and a book on how to raise rabbits. And then we went to Frankie and Dina's house and their dad got us this really cool cage that was three separate apartments. And there were nesting areas in the back. And there was also this system where you could raise the partitions in between, and so the rabbits could commingle. And so we put, yes. My father said, I highly recommend that you do not name these rabbits, but if you do, we're going to name one Stew and one Pot. So we put Stew and Pot into their separate apartments, and then after a couple of weeks, we raised the barrier so they could commingle. And after a couple of weeks, my dad said, I'm not really seeing a lot going on here. And so we go back to Frankie and Dina's dad. And he says, yeah, you know, those store rabbits, they might not be that great. So I've got a doe for you, and she's a good breeding doe. He brings out this long-haired, lop-eared rabbit who is this big. And Stew and Pot are like this big. But thankfully, thank you. Thankfully, there were three different apartments in the hutch, and so we brought back, we'll call her Stella. And it turned out Stella was really mean too. So, but about 2 weeks later, after they all commingled, my dad said, I think we got something here. So a couple weeks later, it's my job in the morning to feed and water the rabbits. And one morning, Stella is in the hutch in the back, and she won't come out. And I finally coax her to come out, but I kind of know that maybe she's had her bunnies. And so I go around quickly to the back, and I raise up the hatch, and there are four eyeless, hairless, squirmy baby rabbits. So squirmy, in fact, that one of them squirms out of the nest and falls to the ground at my feet. And it kind of does this crying noise, and I just pick it up really fast, and I stuff it back in the hutch, and I close the hutch, and I go to school. And I tell everyone, my rabbit had babies. My rabbit had babies. And when I get home from work, or from school, Stella's just kind of hanging out in her cage, and so I'm like, I gotta check out my babies, see what if they grew hair. And so I open up the back of the hutch, and there's no babies. And so that evening, my parents explained to me about my foreignness to Stella. And how Stella had eaten her young. And so the next spring, when Stella had another litter, I was just very patient until I saw the little babies come out. And they were super cute and super fuzzy. And a couple weeks later after that, maybe a month, my dad says, it's about time to harvest those rabbits. And he says, if at any point you want to not be involved, it's okay. And I say, this is what I signed up for. I got three pet rabbits. We're good. So we got some pine trees that are really close together, and he nails up a plank in between, ties some rope down from him, and he says, bring me a bunny. And I bring him a bunny, and he ties up the bunny from the hind legs, and he takes the ears that are hanging down, and he cuts off the head, and he puts the head in a 5-gallon bucket. And then he skins the rabbit and guts the rabbit, and he hands me back this headless, skinless piece of meat. And I bring it into my mom, and she cleans it and wraps it and puts it in the freezer. And we have meat and rabbit stew. And after the day is done, we hike the 5-gallon bucket up the woods, into the woods, and we leave it for the coyotes. And now it's summertime, and now I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna tell this part really fast. It's summertime, and someone has to take care of Peter the rabbit from third grade. Remember him? He was a pet rabbit from third grade. And the 2 weeks that I have are in a July-August situation in the middle of the summer. And since Peter is so different because he's a pet rabbit, I decide that Peter would like to come sunbathing with me. So I take him out and I lay him in the sun and I'm there with his on my blanket. And he's there and he has his bottle of water with the little metal ball at the end and he's drinking water and we're sunbathing and I've got my book and my radio. And then I decide that I need to go inside. And I go inside to cool off. And by the time I get back outside, Peter is dead. He has drinking all his water, and he expired from sun exposure. And once again, I am shocked and ashamed. And then I have to call my third grade teacher and say to her that I killed Peter the Rabbit. And then I have to call the next kid in line who's supposed to take Peter the Rabbit and tell him that I killed Peter the Rabbit. Me, who I'm able to raise my own rabbits. And then fourth grade starts. And Stella has another litter. And we butcher the litter. And we walk up the hill with the 5-gallon bucket. And we leave the remains for the coyotes. And on the way down the hill, I tell my dad, I don't want to raise rabbits anymore. Thank you.
Thanks, Joyce. Joyce Gibbs is a hunter, metalsmith, gardener, and good friend, a great listener. She's a fantastic wife. Without her, it's possible Tell Us Something may have ended before it began. She continues to grow and learn from the opportunities presented to her by all of her many occupations. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to our title sponsor for 2015, the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local, house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, the Wilma is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Podcast production by Ashley Nielsen. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Mark Moss, Becky Spica, Andy Helzel, Carla Thailand, Ben Brewer, Joyce Gibbs, Marley Sporchers, and Bill McDavid. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and learn about the themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.